WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. And today, we're diving headfirst into something super important. Emotional intelligence. Ever felt like you were walking around with an emotional roller coaster strapped to your back? You know that feeling when your emotions are running the show and you're just along for the wild ride? Well, fret no more, because developing your emotional intelligence is like putting on a pair of noise-canceling headphones for your inner drama queen. It's about becoming aware of those feelings, understanding them, and ultimately using them to become a better, happier, and more resilient version of yourself. Now, I know what you're thinking, emotional intelligence, that sounds like some fluffy self-help jargon. But trust me, this stuff is real deal gold. It's about developing skills that can seriously level up your life, from your relationships to your career and everything in between. So, let's get into 5 key takeaways that will help you become an emotional intelligence ninja. 1. Self-awareness. Know thyself. This is the foundation of it all, folks. Think of it like taking a deep dive into your own emotional ocean. It's about recognizing your feelings as they arise, identifying their triggers, and understanding how they influence your thoughts and behaviors. Ever notice how certain situations or people seem to push your buttons? Recognizing those patterns is key. Pay attention to your body language, your energy levels, and even your dreams. They can all be valuable clues about what's going on beneath the surface. 2. Emotional regulation. Taming the beast. We all have those moments where our emotions feel like they're running wild. You know, when you want to scream into a pillow or throw your phone across the room. Developing emotional regulation skills is about learning how to manage those intense feelings in a healthy way. Instead of letting them control you, try taking a few deep breaths, practicing mindfulness, or finding a healthy outlet like exercise or journaling. Remember, it's not about suppressing your emotions, it's about understanding and channeling them constructively. 3. Empathy. Stepping into their shoes. This one is all about connecting with others on an emotional level. It's about truly listening to their stories, trying to understand their perspectives, and showing genuine compassion. Even if you don't agree with someone, try to see things from their point of view. Remember that everyone has their own unique experiences and struggles, and a little empathy can go a long way in building stronger relationships. 4. Social skills. The art of connection. Building strong relationships is essential for our well-being. Emotional intelligence helps us develop the social skills needed to connect with others effectively. This means being able to communicate clearly, listen actively, build rapport, and navigate difficult conversations with grace. Think of it like a superpower that allows you to create meaningful connections and foster positive interactions. 5. Motivation. Healing your fire. When you have a high emotional intelligence, you're more likely to be self-motivated and driven. You understand your own goals and values, and you use your emotions as fuel to keep moving forward. Remember, it's not always about reaching the finish line, it's about enjoying the journey and celebrating the small wins along the way. Think about that time you really messed up a social situation, maybe you said something insensitive or misread someone's cues. How did that make you feel? Probably pretty embarrassed, right? Now imagine if you had developed those emotional intelligence skills beforehand. You could have handled the situation with more grace, empathy, and understanding, leaving everyone feeling good. So remember, developing emotional intelligence isn't a magic trick, it's a journey of self-discovery and growth. It takes time, effort, and a willingness to be vulnerable. But trust me, the rewards are worth it. Listen, if you take away just one thing from this episode, let it be this. Become aware of your emotions, learn how to manage them effectively, and use them to create a more fulfilling life. And don't forget to share this with your friends and family, because spreading the word about emotional intelligence is like giving everyone a superpower. Until next time, keep leveling up those emotional muscles.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.